You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class on KGYM at 5 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. As we come your way from our studios here in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Great to have you aboard today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass. Good show coming up for you. Lisa Bluter is going to join us, Iowa women's basketball coach, and we will talk about the Hawkeyes getting ready for the Big Ten season coming off the COVID period that they had a little bit ago, and we'll kick that around with Coach Bluter coming up in just a little bit. Also on the program, it is a return of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you, and we will have your chance to win a $25 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. That'll be coming up a little bit later on in the program. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. 319-366-1600. Phone line as well at 319-366-1600. As, boy, a lot of things going on as far as the sports world is concerned here today. And welcome in on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. And it's one of those days you don't even know where to start, Mark, because you got so many things happening. We've got postponements as far as the National Football League is concerned, as we've got three games now, one on Saturday, two on Sunday, that are going to be moved back a couple of days. Two of those games we were scheduled to have on Sunday afternoon on 107.5 and 106.3 FM here on KGYM for you. And yeah, everything's kind of in a holding pattern. We've got up to 20 college basketball teams that have temporarily postpone games, shut things down, what have you. There's a lot going on as far as that is concerned right now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And those three games are Las Vegas and Cleveland, Seattle and the Rams, and Washington and Philadelphia. And suffice to say, players are upset, Scott. NFL players are upset. Not because of COVID, because they were told at the beginning of the season there would not be any rescheduling. If there was were issues in a team and they couldn't field a squad, it'd be a forfeit. And now these games are being rescheduled. Imagine if you're Vegas. Vegas has nobody in COVID protocol. The opponent is Cleveland, which has 14. Philadelphia has one in COVID protocol. Its opponent, Washington, has 20. Seattle has two in COVID protocol. The Rams have 22. So I can understand why these players are upset.
Yeah, and then they are pretty much putting out their voices right now as far as that is concerned. And you're right, I don't blame them, because what hurts one team is not hurting another team. Granted, the games are still going to be played as of this point. They're pushed back 36, 48 hours, whatever the case may be, as far as that is concerned. But still, you're right. It's the crazy 2021 that we're living in. And it's just getting crazier and crazier by the second. But sounds like we're going to have Sports USA replace the two games on Sunday with other games. In fact, Westwood One sending things down right now. As a matter of fact, Sports USA, like I said, we got all kinds of moving parts at this particular time anyway. And you hope it doesn't get any worse. I have a feeling it may get a little bit worse. And hopefully this is the extent of it. We'll see.
Yeah, I would agree. And, in the NFL, it's really across the board. You got four teams, the Rams, Cleveland, Washington, and the Bears, that have double-digit players in COVID-19 protocol. But yet you have four teams that don't have anybody, and 14 other teams that maybe have one or two. So It's really a strange situation. Yes, you hope it doesn't get any worse. And I, for one, in my I'm not going to say what's right, what's wrong. Vaccination, unvaccinated. It's not our job. And frankly, I don't want to hear it on any other programs or platforms either. It's not our job to suggest what is behind this or what should happen going forward.
Yeah.
End of soapbox.
Hey, you got a lot of NFL people behind you. 319-366-1600. And there are people texting in, and Troy, I agree with you. It's not, it is a bull hockey, as Colonel Potter would say. It goes on what side of the aisle you're on. And listen, we're on what, 20, month 20, 21, whatever the case may be. We're not going to change anyone's minds about vaccinated, unvaccinated. That ship has sailed, I think. It's just your personal opinion, your personal viewpoint on it, et cetera, et cetera. The NFL has got to do what the NFL does, I guess. That's the way they're looking at it anyway. And whether you agree with it or not, if you don't agree with it, you've got one way to, show them that you're not in favor of it, and that is not to take in their product, I guess. I guess that's the best way to put it. But
I guess so. And, I'll reiterate, it's not our job, in my opinion, and I think you agree, Scott, to offer any advice or on what to do or who's to blame or whatnot. Because the minute you think you know, you don't.
True.
Period.
True. Very, very true. 319-366-1600. Text line available to you here today. We're going to talk to Lisa Bluder in just a few minutes. I do want to get this out, news of the day from Eastern Iowa anyway, and that is the fact that, as expected, the decision has come down from the Girls High School Athletic Union, and as far as the state volleyball tournament is concerned, state volleyball will be picking up stakes and moving down I-380, as it will be in 2022 and beyond. The state volleyball tournament will move to Extreme Arena in Coralville starting next year. So a 31-year run in Cedar Rapids comes to a conclusion. And just by reading the release and the information provided by Gene Berger and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union, you can pretty much read between the lines as far as your two main reasons why the move is being made. Number one, and first and foremost, is the fact that there are practice facilities located alongside Extreme Arena in Coralville. I think that was the big, big pushing point and the point that won it for Coralville, Iowa City, in moving it from Cedar Rapids. Right now, the volleyball teams are practicing in ballrooms on carpet. They will now, from here on in, be practicing on regular courts, have more room, et cetera, et cetera. Video boards as well inside the arena, ribbon boards, et cetera, et cetera. That was something that was lacking or was very small as far as the Alliant Energy Powerhouse is concerned. But good for Coralville, Iowa City, bad for Cedar Rapids, Mark.
Well, exactly. I think Coralville will do a very nice job. But after 31 years of the event being held in Cedar Rapids, it was a staple in this town. It brought in tourism dollars, not by the truckloads, but significant amounts, you know, Scott. And I think teams look forward to, you know, saying Cedar Rapids is the destination during their volleyball seasons. And it won't be far away from here, but no longer in Cedar Rapids. And not good for Cedar Rapids, great for Coralville.
Yeah. Jeff Linder of the Gazette is going to have an article about that. He just tweeted out that he is wrapping up a Zoom conversation with Gene Berger and Josh Schamberger on that. So, yes, they will have that up at the Gazette. We're going to talk to Lisa Bluder coming up. Real quick, want to bring in Cajun Troy on the phone line here today. Long time no hear. How are you?
I know. I've just been busy. My life is crazy, so that, you know. But that's okay, as long as I'm able to do it. But, no, my problem with this canceling game is that the rules at the beginning of the season, you had it set in. Now, I know they changed the protocol thing. Then start it next week. Don't start it this week. Like Sean Payton, he stayed away from practice the whole week because he was feeling crappy. He didn't want his, you know, he got a big game against Tom Brady and them Sunday night, so he didn't want to be around his players. He'd been doing everything virtual. And so that's the thing. These teams who work hard to stay healthy and do what they need to do, you know, and if it happens, yeah. But so that's why it just really ticks me off. And then it's close games, it's divisional games, and if you work this whole season to stay healthy, then you know, that's too bad for the other teams, you know. So I'm just, it ticks me off. If Tom Brady gets it tomorrow, we playing that game Sunday night.
Thanks, Troy.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
All right, you too. 319-366-1600. At 3:15. We're going to take a break, come back. Lisa Bluder, Iowa women's basketball coach, is going to join us. Stay tuned. More of the Gym Class for Friday coming your way after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And temperatures are going to be in the mid-30s this afternoon. We'll have clouds starting to blanket the skies as we head into this evening and overnight tonight. Temperatures will then drop down to around 20 degrees. On Saturday, we will have the clouds clearing out. It'll be a little breezy. We'll then have plenty of sunshine and temperatures in the low 30s. And then the winds calm down for Sunday. Plenty of sun, temperatures in the mid-30s. We'll warm up a little bit more for Monday, around 40 degrees. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Rooted in tradition, but always looking forward, that's the Dickens family way. It shows in the way they do things at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. They're dedicated to meaningful customs like free gift wrap and free delivery. Yet there's nothing they enjoy more than offering you tried and true styles with a brand new spin. Extensible diamond bracelets are a perfect example. These ingenious, stretchable diamond bracelets hit the ultimate sweet spot for luxury plus comfort. Choose 18-karat white or yellow gold in a variety of carat weights, in brilliant diamonds or rainbow sapphires. Another with a twist way to shine at Hertine and Stocker is diamond cluster stud earrings. These dimensional stunners offer a dazzling look at an affordable price. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your bow. Yeah, roll your bow.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Back with you on the Gym Class at 3:18 here at KGYM as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour as we get closer and closer to the sports weekend, closer and closer to your chance to win a $25 gift card as well to Emil's Hideaway with our Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. We'll do that here in just a couple of minutes. Scott Mark with you, and very happy to be joined by Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluder, who joins us. Finals week, check, recruiting, visits, check, and getting ready for a game. All that, right?
Yeah, you know, finals week is a little bit slower for some people, but not for us because it's an opportunity for us to get out on the road and recruit, and that's a good thing. So, yeah, we got a little bit of that done. We still have some players with finals tonight. And so we finished up our practice, and now we're very excited to play Central Florida tomorrow because it feels like forever since we've played.
Ellie, so you had that unfortunate period of having three games canceled due to COVID, and I know we can't get into specifics about players and severity of illness, but then you had to go to Duke, normally a tough situation anyway. Do you think your team was mentally and physically ready for that game or not?
You know, I don't think so, to be quite honest. I told my players this afterwards. You know, give yourself grace because we had 17 days between the Georgia Southern game that we played and then the Duke game. And in those 17 days, we had two practices where we got to practice as a full team. And it just was so disruptive. It was, you know, and then you got to get your legs back, right? And you got I told them, like, if you were practicing in a symphony and you were getting ready for a big production, a big show, you wouldn't take 17 days and only practice 2 days to get ready for that. And, you know, there would be some hiccups if you did that. And there was certainly some hiccups with the way we played at Duke. But Duke is a good team. They moved up to 15th in the rankings this week. And so obviously a good team, but I think we would have had a lot of better chance, a lot better opportunity had we not went through the COVID shutdown.
Yeah. From both of us, let us be, 358th in line to congratulate you on win number 800. Great milestone there as far as your career and just everything around the programs you have been associated with, not only yourself, but for Jan and for everybody else on the staff. And had to be a very, very special time and a very, very special day.
You know, I mean, Iowa made it special. They really did. You know, they made the T-shirts and they had the video and just the kids, you know, how happy the players were to achieve that milestone. I mean, that was what makes it special. And then hearing from your former players, and I'm still to this day getting emails and notes from my former players, and that's what makes it special, you know, because it's just one more game, right? But anytime you kind of go over that century mark, people kind of step back and recognize. And it gives you as a time as a coach to step back and also think about all the people that you have been blessed to have in your life. And so it's been that for me, and that's been very rewarding.
Lisa, let's talk about the team and give your assessment as to where it's at right now. Two non-conference games before heading to Penn State.
Yeah, we play UCF 6:30 tomorrow night in Carver Hawkeye Arena. And then we play IUPUI at 2 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. And so if you're on break and you're looking for something to do, we have two home games that would be great for you to come see. And UCF's going to be a very big challenge. Of course, they're coached by a Cedar Rapids, Washington native and former Iowa Hawkeye Katie Abrahamson. And she has just done a tremendous job with this UCF team. They're 8-1 right now. Their only loss was an 8-point loss to Tennessee, top 15 team in the country. Otherwise, they've beaten people like Arkansas and Southern California, USC. So they've had really some great success, and they're one of the best defensive teams in the country. They're only giving up 44 points a game. Tennessee only scored 49 on them. They're forcing 20 turnovers. So this is a really, really good defensive team and a little bit unusual because they play a matchup zone, which we haven't seen too much of yet this year.
Yeah. And it'll be a good test though, coming off of finals and getting ready for the Big Tens, which is about 2 weeks after that. You do have another game prior to that against IUPUI before you head out east to take on Penn State. So, there's a reason you put Central Florida on the schedule right here.
Well, yeah, I mean, we really, you know, we're hoping that we'd be on a roll. We wouldn't have this big gap. You know, we played five games and we had this big gap. And then we played three games in a short amount of time. And then we have this big gap because of finals and Nebraska having to move from last weekend. So now we play two games and we have a Christmas gap again. And then we'll get into that routine, you know, when the Big Ten starts after the holiday. But no, this is a very good UCF team, a team that went to the second round of the NCAA tournament last year before losing to Northwestern. It's an excellent RPI or net game. So, you know, having them play on our home court is a very good opportunity for us.
Lisa, I know how much you love to talk about your players and it's not Clark or Sonato. I want to ask you about McKenna Warnock. I personally enjoy really watching her play. She's second most in minutes on the team, averaging 13-7. And, boy, it seems like she plays a lot bigger than 6'1 a lot of times. What's your assessment of her play?
Yeah, I think McKenna Warnock has been the key for us. And really, like the Michigan State game and the Southern U game, I just thought that she really, really has been playing well. And, you know, she's shooting 54% from the field, 37% from three, which is a little bit low for her. Last year, she shot 45% from three for us. But last year, she was our best rebounder on our team. And I just like that she's looking for her shot more, and she's really putting her heart into the defense. And we gave her some tough defensive assignments, and she steps up to them.
Yeah. Lisa Bluter, Iowa women's basketball coach, joining us at 325 here in the gym class in KGYM. Not to bring up bad memories or anything like that, but going back to Ames and the Iowa State game, I tell you what, the reason I bring it up is because it was the first time Iowa and Iowa State were, I believe, in the top 15. Tremendous atmosphere. I mean, all the boxes were checked as far as just a great, great night of women's college basketball here in the state of Iowa. And I know you would have loved to have had the victory that night, but just to take part in an atmosphere like that had to be a lot of fun.
Well, it is, and it just shows you how far, you know, women's basketball has come in this state. You know, 11,500 people show up to that game. You know, we lost by seven, but certainly, you know, a couple of different calls and a couple balls bounced either way, in or out for either team, and it could have been a different story. And I guess you could say that about when you play a lot of good teams. But, you know, I really feel that way with Iowa State. I think we're closely matched. They did a tremendous job of using their home court and getting that game. That's a good basketball team. Iowa State's going to do a great job. And, I mean, I could see them definitely winning the Big 12. They're a very good basketball team.
Lisa, your team is shooting 86% from the free throw line. What's the key there?
recruit good shooters, right? I mean, you know, we shoot the ball well. I'm a little disappointed that we're not getting there more often. I think that in the past we've gotten to the free throw line a lot more. Last year we were the fourth best free throw shooting team in the country. This year we're averaging shooting 15 a game, which is good. But we had one game where we shot about 30, and so that's kind of offsetting that average. You know, we only shot 5 against Iowa State, and they shot 22, we shot 5. And when you look at their 16 points extra from the free throw line, that makes a big difference. So that's our fault for not getting to the free throw line enough. And that means we're not getting the ball in enough. That means we're not penetrating enough, cutting hard enough. We have to get to the free throw line because we are so good when we're there.
We've gone this long, and we haven't focused or at least talked a lot about Caitlin Clark. Second year in the program now. What did Caitlin want to do in the offseason to go from her freshman year to a sophomore year to just improve and take that next step as far as her progression?
Well, the next thing was basically improve your defense and lower her turnovers, and then learning to just be better without the ball in her hands. Sometimes, you know, she's really good at the ball in her hands. Everybody knows that. But she has to do a little bit better job of getting open when she doesn't have the ball in her hands. And so she's working on all those things. And right now her assists are at 50 and her turnovers are at 27. So, you know, you could say that maybe she has still a few too many turnovers, but that's almost a 2-1. I mean, that's pretty good. She's also, this is what's also very impressive, is that she is our leading rebounder at 8.4 rebounds a game. She is one of our best defensive rebounders. And you don't think of that when you think of a point guard. So she's done a really, really good job with that. And I think she's really tried to focus on her defense as well.
Lisa, last one from me. Can you give us your thoughts about the Big Ten and where the Hawkeyes might fit in?
Well, right now, I think we were picked third in the preseason poll, although I can't really remember right now. I think it was Maryland, Indiana, and then Iowa. And really, Maryland and Indiana, those are top 10 teams. They're amazing. And I believe we get both of them in Carver. We might have to go over to Indiana, too. I'm not sure. But, you know, those are two very good basketball teams. Maryland is really poised to possibly go to the Final Four this year. They returned everybody. We had so many people take that COVID year. And if, you know, if they were seniors and they had a good team, they're going to come back. For example, this UCF team that we're playing, they have, four seniors in their starting lineup, and two of them are fifth-year seniors, and they have two seniors coming off the bench, too. So six seniors, and four of them are fifth-year seniors. So that's an experience level that you just can't count on, you know, in a normal year. But this year, a lot of people have that. Obviously, we did not gain that from our system, but, you know, hopefully in the future we will if a couple of these kids decide to stay for an extra year.
Yeah, you certainly aren't going to turn them away. That's for sure. Looking ahead, you resume the Big Ten season, as we mentioned, at Penn State. But then Sunday, January the 2nd, day after the Iowa football bowl game, you'll be at home. And that's a big one because that's the annual Go Red for Women game. It's going to be against Illinois. It's a little bit earlier in the schedule this year. Always a big day at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Yeah, fun day for us. You know, we don't like to wear red around here very often, but we'll put a little bit of drop of red in there somewhere because this is an important event. You know, heart disease does kill more. It's the number one killer of women. And so we're, you know, trying to bring awareness to that. And, you know, it's just such a great event. And Midwest One Bank has been a good supporter of that event as well. So January 2nd, we'll host Illinois. And then January 6th, we'll host Northwestern. So two home games that first week in January.
Yeah, Northwestern will be a big one, but they're all big. Including tomorrow night, 6:30 tip-off at Carver Hawkeye Arena against Central Florida. And be good to have Katie Abrahamson back in Eastern Iowa. You don't want to have her homecoming to be too fun, though, right?
No, we'll welcome her back with open arms. She's a former Hawkeye. But, yeah, we're hoping to get a good W. We need to bounce back and get a good W. And like I say, this is a very good team. 8-1, they're coming in with a lot of confidence, and I'm sure they want to play well for their coach in her home state and at her alma mater. But I feel good after. I think we've had a really good week of practice, and we just need to play. Our team is so excited just to get out and have the opportunity to play.
All right. Hey, Lisa, appreciate the time, and I look forward to talking with you again, and best of luck to the Hawkeyes.
Thanks so much. Happy holidays, you guys, and let's go Hawks.
All right. Happy holidays to you. Lisa Bluder, Iowa women's basketball coach, joining us here in the gym class at 3:32 here in KGYM. We're going to get to a break coming up, but before we do that, I'm going to send it over to you, Mark, for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are across from Lindale Mall on First Avenue Southeast, right next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
The first college football bowl game is in the books, the Bahamas Bowl. Middle Tennessee has upset Toledo 31-24.
My goodness.
Play-by-play voice of Toledo. Or Brent Balbinot, who used to share the studio with us. He's probably on the beach right now. Xavier Hutchinson, wide receiver, and defensive lineman Will McDonald have decided they will return to the Iowa State football program. Maybe a little bit of surprise on one or the other, but nevertheless, they will return. And finally, Scott, happy birthday wishes to of our longtime and loyal listeners, Scott Reed and Joel and Muscatine. Ages will not be revealed.
I know Scott's age.
Yes, you do.
Already conversed with Scott earlier on today. But yes, happy birthday to those two fine gentlemen out there. And Will McDonald coming back, Xavier Hutchinson coming back, Chris Williams of Cyclone Fanatic hinting that there may be a couple more. Not sure if that's the big tuna as far as this is concerned with Breece Hall. Never know. Never know how that all plays out, but we'll see. 319-366-1600 at 333. We'll take a break, come back, and have more of the gym class for you after this here on KGYM.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit CircaSports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Mike here with Brown Shoe Fit in Marion. What kind of shoes can we help you find? Athletic, running, walking, every day? At Brown Shoe Fit, we have them from top brands including Hey Dude, Brooks, New Balance, Echo, Clarks, and Hoka. Sizes up to 15 in regular and extra wide widths. The professionals in our store will help you get the right shoes with the right fit. Come find the pair you're looking for at Brown Shoe Fit on Twixtown Road at Collins Square. Honestly, it's like having your own store.
Would you rather pay for software just once or every month forever? Then make sure your business is ready for the next Microsoft licensing change, or you could be switched to a monthly charge and there'll be no going back. Network Computer Solutions can get you upgraded on time so you can beat those monthly fees. But contact them right away to get on their schedule. Go to ncsei.com. Friendly, local, Network Computer Solutions.
Back with you at 3:35 here in the gym class on KGYM. Thank you for joining us here on the program. It's Todd Rommelkamp's show with Alex Kuhn. Follows us from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. They'll have your next chance to win as far as the tickets to go see the movie American Underdog, the Kurt Warner story. And they will have those sometime between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock for you as that film, I believe they had the release in Hollywood. I saw a big picture in the Gazette today with the star and Kurt Warner there, and a lot of good acclaim that I've read about that film. So they'll have your chance to win tickets. We're going to have a couple of screenings of that at the Marcus Theaters, Marcus Theater in Coralville, as well as the Marcus Theater in Cedar Rapids coming up for you. So tune in between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock for that. 319-366-1600. Again, today, NFL games being moved around. The Saturday game scheduled for tomorrow between Cleveland and the Raiders has been moved to Monday. That's now going to be a part of a doubleheader. And then two games set for Sunday are going to be moved, I believe, to Tuesday. And, NFL players not very happy about that. And I guess depending on what side of which team you are, you're happy or not about that. Heck of a game last night. I'm partial, Mark, because the Chiefs did win, but that was a whale of a Thursday night game between the Chargers and the Chiefs last night.
No, I didn't have any skin in the game. I'm certainly aware of your allegiances. It was a terrific game, a matchup of two excellent quarterbacks, both teams missing some players. But they put on a show, maybe one of the best games of the season, if not the best of the season, especially on a Thursday night. And this just in, Travis Kelce is really good.
Almost 200 yards of receptions last night, including the game winner. The Chiefs putting up nearly 500 yards of total offense last night. And if you just kick field goals, if you're an L.A. Charger fan today. Right?
Well, or you can make the first downs. I mean,
or touchdowns.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a crapshoot, and coaches know that. Fans should know it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But it didn't work out for the Chargers last night.
No.
And the Chiefs had a couple missed opportunities as well.
Yeah, they had it inside the one, did not score as well, did the same thing. In that game in the second half. But it was fun. It was back and forth. The fourth quarter was terrific. And, man, Chiefs now with a two-game lead over the rest of the AFC West. So that's looking good for Kansas City as they go into the final 3 weeks of the season. But still, Steelers, Bengals, and at Denver for the Chiefs. So it will not be easy down the line. Certainly, the Chargers have a chance. 319-366-1600, 0983. Hindsight's 2020, but how many times do you say you can't settle for field goals against the Chiefs? That's what everyone says. So Hey, Brandon Staley goes for it anyway, more than any other NFL coach, I should say. So you knew what you were getting into. You knew what he signed up for. That's the way he's been playing all year. And I think they were over 60% as far as success rates. Only about 20% last night, though. So did not work out for the Chargers last night. But it was a fun game. Really, really good game for Fox to go out. Of course, they change networks next year. I believe it's going to go, Amazon or something like that next year with Thursday Night Football?
Yeah, something like that. I'll worry about it when the time comes. I was just thinking with these three NFL games postponed, maybe a few more. And I know there's some bowl games over the week. Maybe there'll be more eyes on the father-son golf tournament.
I tell you what, watching a little bit of the Pro-Am today. Hey, I had a Pro-Am on the golf channel. I ask, and I wish we had more time. We got to get to the pick six here, but I want to ask golf fans or just people in general, do you really want to go out and see a 50%, 40% Tiger Woods go play on one leg? Or just kind of remember the good times and the greatness of Tiger Woods? I think that's a legit question today. He's hitting three-quarter shots. The man can, and this is a flat, short golf course, and he's having trouble getting around. And it's, I got to admit, it's kind of tough to watch. But, hey, he's doing it for Charlie. I don't know how he's going to get up and down the hills of Augusta for 2 days. I don't know how he's going to be quite honest. And they're not going to give him a cart.
Tiger said he's not going to ask for a cart, which he could under the ADA guidelines that the PGA has. And Tiger's was asked about it, and he said, nope, that's not me. If I can't do it, I can't do it. I respect him for that. He'll be in a cart for this tournament. But, yeah, Augusta is a whole different story than this track that they're going to play this weekend.
True. And Charlie's still really good for, 12? How old is he?
He's 11, I think. He'll carry that team.
He's good. He's really good. Fun to see him hit the ball. All right, we'll take a break, come back. We'll bring Dave in, and we will have the Emil Sideaway pick six for you coming up after this here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, including Kubota L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus save up to $1,400. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
Kubota, a proud sponsor of Cyclone Football on the Iowa State Radio Network. Visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
When others treat your fries as an afterthought, all you're left with are cold, soggy fries. That's why Wendy's new fries are ones you won't forget, guaranteed to be hot and crispy, or we'll replace them. We're talking natural-cut, skin-on fries, perfectly seasoned with a hint of sea salt. In fact, they're even preferred almost 2-to-1 over McDonald's. These are fries so hot and crispy, they beg a new question.
What would you like with your fries?
Try them today, only at Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, taste preference based on a national taste test by an independent research company.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
And we are back, 3:43. After a one-week hiatus, it is time for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall. And they are next to the Home Depot, behind Taco John's. And we are back with a vengeance. Going to try to gain some ground on our friend Dave from Emil's, who joins us. Happy holidays, Dave.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, of course you are, because you got a lead, and you won like three straight weeks.
Oh, you guys are letting me have an edge here.
We'll try to make up some ground here. Bowl games and NFL with COVID. Boy, I smell an 0-6 by somebody coming this week.
Mark. A lot of things to factor in, and I think one of these days, one of these weeks, I might just not send Dave the games ahead of time. How about that?
That would even things up a little bit.
All right. Well, we got a chance for somebody out there to win a $25 gift card. And if you hitch your wagon up to the prognosticator with the best record after we make all of our picks. And Mark, without any further ado, go ahead and introduce the records and game number one.
Away we go. Dave has a 5-game lead over Scott, a mere 10-game lead over me going into the last 8 weeks of the picks. We're going to go through the Super Bowl, and now it's bowl season. As Scott mentioned, a mix of bowl games and NFL games this week. The first game, and Dave is up first, the LA Bowl, which comes up tomorrow. Oregon State, favored by 7 against Utah State. Dave.
We have an interesting matchup here with the champion of a smaller conference facing a middle-of-the-road team from a Power 5 conference. This game could be a lot of fun, with the total in this game hovering around 70. Utah State in their last game beat San Diego State 46-13 in the Mountain West Championship game. The Aggies covered the spread in 6 of their last 7 games. Oregon State lost their final game to Oregon 38-29. They were not much of a factor in the Pac-12, but they did beat Utah, Arizona State, and Southern Cal. The Beavers had the best running game in the Pac-12, but their defense struggled, especially on third downs, and had little to no pass rush to make any difference. Utah State was 5-2 as an underdog this year and won outright in wins over Washington State, Air Force, Colorado State, San Jose State, in San Diego State. Give me the Utes to cover.
All right. Bowl games are so hard to pick, number one. And who wants to be there more? I think both these teams actually want to be there. More eyes in Logan, Utah on the basketball game against Iowa or the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl. That should be the bigger question. I, with Dave, am also going to take the Aggies of Utah State.
Well, I should be interested in making up ground, but I've had Utah State pegged in this game. You don't think the Aggies want to beat a team like Oregon State in this game? I'll gladly take the 7 points. Second game. This comes up Tuesday. Our always favorite, famous Idaho Potato Bowl. It matches Wyoming and Kent State. And Scott, Wyoming is favored by 3.
Yes, they are. I know it's going to be on the blue field, and I know it's going to be cold. other than that, that's about all I know about this game anyway, except for the fact that Kent State came into Iowa City, and even though they only put 7 on the board that day, I like this high-powered offense, and I'm going to roll with Kent State. I'm going to roll with a little Maction up in Boise.
Interesting. I've debated this game, but I look at, we just talked about Utah State. And one of its losses was to Wyoming by about 25 points, which caught my eye. I do like Kent State's offense, but I'm going to roll the dice with Wyoming here. Dave.
Probably the most interesting angle to this game will be the tempo. Wyoming ranks as the 111th team in total number of offensive plays. Kent State was number 4. The Cowboys started off 4-0, but finished 6-6. The Golden Flashes started 1-3 and finished 7-6 after losing to Northern Illinois in the MAC title game. Wyoming ran 711 plays this year, Kent State 974, the fourth most in the nation. The Flashes also had a plus 13 turnover margin, helped by 16 interceptions, and it is only their third bowl game since 1972. For Wyoming, this will be their fourth bowl since 2014. They are 3-0 against the spread in those games. The Cowboys have an advantage here with the elevation and location. I think they will wear down the Flashes in the second half. Give me Wyoming to win and cover.
Okay, game three comes up this coming Wednesday. It is the Armed Forces Bowl. Army, which lost last Saturday to Navy, nevertheless is a 3.5-point favorite over Missouri. And I am up first. I think Army very much wants to right itself from that loss to Navy. But Missouri plays a much more difficult schedule. It is only 6-6. And if you give me 3.5 points, I will take Missouri. Dave.
Don't put too much into Army's game last week against Navy. The Black Knights are a good team, and this will be their fifth bowl game in the last 6 years. They defeated San Diego State 42-35 and Houston 70-14 in this same bowl game in the last 5 years. Mizzou has a legit SEC offense that will test the Army defense that ranks 16th nationally. The worry for Missouri is if their defense, which ranks 111th in total and 125th in rushing defense, allows 5.5 yards per carry. Army's option offense ranks second in the nation with over 300 yards per game rushing. The Knights are going to run the ball, and then run it some more. Give me Army to win and cover.
Oh, a split so far in this one. And it all comes down, as Mizzou want to be there, to me anyway. And I think they do. I do think they want to be there. And with all apologies to my dad, who was stationed at beautiful Fort Carson, Colorado, I will go with the Mizzou Tigers in this one. We turn to the NFL, Mark.
We do indeed. Game four, and Dave is up. This game still on Sunday, unlike a couple, three others. It's the Green Bay Packers visiting Baltimore. The Packers, a 5-point favorite, Dave.
The Packers will be looking to improve on their league-best record against the spread, and they can clinch the NFC North with a win over Baltimore. The Ravens are suddenly just one game up in the NFC North after their rally fell short last week in Cleveland. Baltimore is dealing with the largest list of injuries, primarily in the secondary, and also concerned over quarterback Lamar Jackson, who left last week's game and did not return. The Packers will try to exploit the Ravens' defense that is allowing nearly 6 yards per play and ranks 30th in the NFL. Green Bay is 10-0 against the spread in their last 10 games on a grass field. The Ravens are 4-10-1 against the spread at home after a close straight-up loss of 3 points or less. Give me the Packers to win and cover. And the tiebreaker, 247 for Mr. Rodgers.
All right. Yeah. Giving us that one already. All right, I'm going to go no Lamar Jackson. Green Bay is going to win this game. And I'm going to go with 321 with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. I originally, despite the fact Tyler Huntley is going to be under center for Baltimore, I was going to roll the dice with Baltimore. But the more I think about it, this Green Bay team is on a roll. It's got a running game. It's got Rodgers. The defense is playing better. Despite the fact it's on the road, I will throw the 5 points and go with Green Bay as well. And I will go exactly 300 for Rodgers. Game 5, Sunday as well, a dandy. Indianapolis, favored by 2.5 against the red-hot New England Patriots. And Scott, you're up.
The Colts will out-Belichick Belichick coming up on Saturday night. Jonathan Taylor, Jonathan Taylor, Jonathan Taylor. And a little bit of quarterback running as well. New England will have to throw more than 3 passes. I'm throwing the 2.5. Indy is going to take down the Patriots on Saturday night.
I think so as well. I don't feel entirely comfortable about it because I think Belichick's got something going. But love Frank Reich, like Indianapolis a lot, especially that Jonathan Taylor who you mentioned, Scott. So I will take Indy as well, Dave.
Saturday night's NFL game is a good one. The Patriots are 9-4 straight up and against the spread. They are currently 2.5 point underdogs as they will be visiting the Colts, who are 7-6 straight up and 8-5 against the spread. Both teams will have extra rest coming off byes. New England will be trying to improve as the number one seed in the AFC. New England has won 6 in a row, while the Colts have gone 7-3 since their 0-3 start. The Patriots' winning streak has come largely on the strength of their defense, which has allowed just over 7 points in their last 5 games. With the point spread, it's tough not to grab the Patriots in the 8.5, taking you through the key numbers of 3-7 on a teaser. And straight up, road dogs of 3 or less are 23-10 against the spread, or 70% this season. I'll take the Packers to win and cover.
Or Indy or New England? You said Packers.
Indy, I'm sorry.
That would have been a good trick.
Going with Indy, okay. Last game, and I am up. It is Monday night, at least as of right now. Minnesota visiting Chicago. The Vikings, a 3.5 point favorite. And Chicago has COVID issues, double-digit number of players in COVID protocol. Not sure how many, if any, will be back. Minnesota has a capable quarterback, an outstanding running back, an outstanding wide receiver. And I think it clearly is the second-best team in the division, if there is one. But Homer Me says, give me 3.5 in Chicago. The Vikings are screwed up somehow.
All right, Dave, we got about a minute.
Okay. The Bears are definitely one of the worst teams in the NFL. They're 28th in yards per play on offense, 29th in third down conversion, 31st in defensive passer rating, 27th in red zone offense, 31st in sacks allowed. Do I need to say any more? Give me Minnesota to win and cover.
I'm with Mark. I got a feeling. I think it's the Vikings are going to mess it up somehow at the end. They may win it, but it's going to be by less than 3.5. So there you go. I will take the Bears right there. All right, Dave, good luck, and thanks for getting back on with us with the picks. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Glad to be here.
All right, 319-366-1600. We need 3 contestants right now. Hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. If your picker has the best week, you get a $25 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. That's 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600. Tonight we'll be over at Jeff Wash. Jeff, doubleheader, CRM Live Sports at 545 with the girls' game coming up first. Mark, have a great weekend, and we will talk again coming up on Monday.
You as well. Look forward to Monday.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next. And Spencer on KGYM. I missed that.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, including Kubota L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select